Antes de empezar, si estás interesado o interesada en clases de inglés conmigo, puedes meterte a englishwithdane.com/classes para informarte. That's englishwithdane.com/classes. Son clases grupales de 4 alumnos max, muy dinámicas y diseñadas para que el inglés se convierta en un reflejo. Si sientes que entiendes mucho, pero te cuesta hablar y soltarte, pues ya sabes, englishwithdane.com/classes. Y si quieres transcripts para seguir más de cerca este podcast y para que no te pierdas ni una sola palabra, métete a englishwithdane.com/transcripts. Ambos links están en la descripción del episodio. Today's episode is about adjectives to describe people. Let's move away from nice, fun, friendly, etc. Don't get me wrong. No me malinterpretes. Don't get me wrong. Those aren't bad. Those are okay. You can use those. But I think it's better to be a little more precise, and also it makes you sound better too. Win-win. So let's jump in. You are listening to episode 155 of English with Dane. Hit it. Okay, we have officially started the show, so let's talk adjectives. Particularly adjectives to describe people. We'll start with positive adjectives, so nice things to say about people, and then we'll follow it up with negative ones. First up is likable, so like plus the suffix able. So someone who is likable is easy to like. It's a good adjective to use instead of the classic nice.
Well, I find him very likable.
Then we have empathetic. Empathetic. So someone who is in tune with other people's feelings. Someone who has a lot of empathy is empathetic. Pathetic, bad. Empathetic, good. What a difference two letters make. Then we have hardworking. Alguien muy trabajador o trabajadora is hardworking. This is a common way to construct adjectives, by the way. An adjective and then a verb in continuous form. Hard plus working. Long lasting is another example. Forward thinking, too. There's a bunch. But yeah, hardworking, the opposite of lazy.
Think about the people that built this country, hardworking people like you. You know, firefighters, teachers, FBI agents.
Then we have easygoing. I love this one. It's also a good example of what we just talked about. Easy plus going equals easygoing. Someone who is easygoing is relaxed, generally calm, and tolerant. We don't actually say hardgoing for the opposite effect. You'd think so, but no. The opposite would be something like tense, intolerant, anxious, apprehensive, etc. So your quiet, calm friend is easygoing.
How come I couldn't have ended up with an easygoing guy like you, Charlie, huh?
Then we have enthusiastic. Enthusiastic. If you are enthusiastic, you are someone that shows a lot of interest, approval, and you're eager, probably, too. That friend of yours who is always ready and excited for the plans you propose, who is ready to party or just do whatever and have fun doing it. Enthusiastic people have a good attitude and are motivated to get things done and pursue dreams. Then there's charming. If you are charming, encantador o encantadora, you have a lot of charm, encanto. Yes, easy one. You are very pleasant, and your way of being, tu manera de ser, your way of being inspires the devotion of others. I looked up what makes people charming, and apparently it's 1, make people feel important, 2, they are great at making themselves look approachable, so you can approach them, te puedes acercar a ellos y iniciar una conversación. 3, they are good listeners. 4, they are well-spoken, so they are articulate and have a good vocabulary, but not in an, oh, look at my vocabulary way. Then they are also authentic and genuine, synonyms, and they use your name in conversations. I'm sure there are a lot more things, but these were the ones that jumped out at me first. So, charming. A restaurant, hotel, room, etc. can also be charming, by the way, but we're focusing on people for this episode. Then there's resourceful. Resourceful. Someone who is resourceful has the ability to find quick and clever ways to overcome, superar, to overcome difficulties. Ingenioso is maybe a good translation. Práctico maybe too. People who are resourceful not only find unique solutions to problems or situations, but are also open-minded, self-assured, and proactive.
Your wife appears to be stronger than we imagined, Mr. Torrance. Somewhat more resourceful.
Next up, we have considerate. Considerate. If you are considerate, you are polite and caring. You are thinking of other people and considering them, treating them with respect and decency.
You room with Beth from now on, so be considerate.
Thanks. Next up is warm or warm-hearted. When someone is warm-hearted, they are kind and loving. They show sympathy and generosity for others. It's similar to considerate. Well, I'm sure warm-hearted people are considerate. It's not about delineating between all of these adjectives. It's about giving you guys the tools to describe. This is one of the best substitutes for nice, probably.
Mary, you're such a warm-hearted girl. You always were.
All right, let's move on to some negative adjectives. These are, I think, more fun. First off, we have two-faced. Two, like the number, hyphen, and then faced. Hyphen is guion, by the way. Es un adjetivo compuesto. So if you are two-faced, you are insincere. You have two faces, right? You are deceitful, engañoso, engañosa. You could say fake, too. That works also.
I'm not finished. To all you phonies, all you two-faced friends, you sycophantic suck-ups, you smile.
Then there's shady. This is a more colloquial one, but I think it's great. If someone is shady, spelled S-H-A-D-Y, they are deceitful, again, and possibly involved in illegal stuff. Someone with a maybe dishonest reputation. Sketchy is also a good word for this too. Shady comes from shade, which means sombra. So someone who operates in the shade.
A little shady.
Yeah, he looks shady. Keep an eye on him.
Then there's conceited, spelled C-O-N-C-E-I-T-E-D. If someone is conceited, they think they are the shit, the best. Someone who is conceited has a very inflated ego and thinks of him or herself as brilliant, wonderful, and really entertaining. I don't know about you, but this is one of the traits I hate the most in people. Well, hate is a strong word. Let's say I strongly dislike this quality or trait in people.
Your son is an unprincipled, spoiled, conceited brat.
Then there's close-minded. This one is pretty self-explanatory. The opposite of open-minded. So someone who rejects things, que rechaza cosas, someone who rejects things that are different from what they know and are not willing, no están dispuestos, and are not willing to approach things from a different point of view. People who are close-minded are generally more interested in proving that they are right rather than in asking questions or trying to reach a higher plane of thought. They don't want their ideas challenged, essentially.
Right. I mean, you're getting so close-minded these days. I just, oh God.
Then we have stubborn, with a double B, stubborn. This is one I use a lot because apparently I know a lot of stubborn people. It's not necessarily bad, it's kind of endearing at times, but overall it's negative. Stubborn is a trait that close-minded people have, but not all stubborn people are close-minded, if that makes sense. So stubborn, again, double B, So someone who is stubborn insists on a point even when they know they're wrong. They do something even when people don't want to. They do something even when other people don't want to. Stubborn people are often unwilling, no están dispuestos, are unwilling to compromise or change their minds. This is a trait that can often get in the way of being part of a team, whether that be in a professional or social context. Not a great quality, but also a great quality, I think, if you're an artist and a visionary. Sometimes to make good art, you have to stay true to your vision and not listen to others. I don't know. It's a delicate balance, probably. Then there's patronizing or patronizing. This one can be pronounced both ways. Someone who is patronizing thinks they are more intelligent than you. They explain things in a way that can make you feel stupid or not as smart as them. People who are patronizing don't tend to listen to others much and usually think their opinion or point is the correct one and other people don't know what they're talking about.
Well, it seems enormously patronizing to me.
Then there's clingy. This is a great one. First, to cling onto something means to hold on tightly to something. Cling, spelled C-L-I-N-G. So if someone is clingy, they are very needy and always need to be around you or someone else. A clingy person needs a lot of emotional support and validation and security from someone else constantly. Everyone knows someone who's clingy. Maybe partner, friend, or whatever.
I mean, I think this is kind of serious. A guy without friends can be really clingy. Like, my brother-in-law drives my sister crazy. He's always like, when are you gonna be home? Oh, where are you going? Can I come with you? But nothing's on TV.
All right, one more. Moody. This one is probably obvious, but I hardly ever hear non-native speakers use it. Someone who is moody is often sad or changing from being happy to sad, often for no clear reason. So someone who changes moods quickly and frequently.
He's moody and possessive. Artists are like children.
What I wanted to also mention is that this is another way of constructing adjectives, just adding that Y at the end. So moody, clingy, needy, etc. A lot of the time we make up adjectives and just add a Y. We say made up, grammatically incorrect stuff when an adjective doesn't come to mind. Like, imagine you're eating something and it tastes too much like spinach and you don't like that. A native speaker might say, I'm not a fan, it's too spinachy. Spinachy is not a word, obviously, but it gets the point across. All right, that's it for this episode of English with Dane. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you learned something. If you made it this far, si llegaste hasta aquí, if you made it this far, please give English with Dane a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. If you want transcripts for all future episodes so you don't miss a word, go to englishwithdane.com/transcripts and sign up to the listener list. You'll receive full transcripts for new episodes on the same day as they come out. If you want past transcripts, you can get those too. That's englishwithdane.com/transcripts. All right, talk soon. Later.